Vlad the Drac Down Under, written by Anne Youngman and read by Brian Cant.
Chapter 1. Hijacked. The Stone family were sitting in the cafe at London Airport, sipping drinks and munching cream cakes. Said Dad through a mouthful of cream. Things couldn't have worked out better. We escape from England and spend 2 months in the sun, just when everyone else is getting ready to freeze all winter. What I'm looking forward to is lying on a beach in the sun, agreed Mum dreamily. I'm a bit sad to be missing Christmas at home, confessed Judy. I really like Christmas. They have Christmas in Australia, silly, Paul reminded her. I know, but it's not the same in the sun. It just won't feel like a proper Christmas. We'll go down to the beach for Christmas, said Mum, and eat turkey sandwiches on the beach. It sounds fantastic, said her son enthusiastically. I can't wait to get there. Yes, all in all, continued Dad, stretching out contentedly, things couldn't have worked out better. Just when we're all completely worn out from having Vlad to stay at the same time as the new baby arrived, along comes my chance to go to Australia as second violin with a new Philharmonic Orchestra. And what's more, there are absolutely no vampires in Australia. The climate doesn't suit them. Yes, things have definitely turned out very well indeed. No sooner had he finished speaking than a familiar voice hailed them. Judy, Paul, Mum and Dad, hello! Well, fancy meeting you here. And the Snoglet, what a lovely surprise. I've just been trying to phone you. This explains why I didn't get a reply. The Stone family sat round the table and stared at the tiny vampire in dismay. Dad went white. Hello, Vlad, he said, doing his best to sound jovial. We just came to meet some friends. Their plane has been delayed, so we were passing the time, having some cake. What are you doing here, if I may ask? Of course you may ask, said Vlad, smiling broadly. I'm on my way home from visiting Mal in California. I have to change planes to get to Romania. I must say it's a very long flight. It's been over 12 hours since I left Mal's house, and I'm tired. It's called jet lag, Judy told him. It's not only the long flight, but you fly into a different time zone, and it's hard to adapt. Oh, I see, said the vampire. Is that why I'm feeling so strange? Well, I'm sorry if I'm not my usual lively self. It must be this jet lag. Are you suffering from jet lag? The vampire asked Dad. You don't seem very lively either.
No, said Dad quickly. It's not that, it's just that I'm worried about these friends who are so late.
If you're only meeting friends, why have you got all that baggage with you? Demanded the vampire.
It's not ours, Dad assured him. We're looking after it for someone.
Dad, exclaimed Judy, stop telling Vlad fibs.
Judith, said her father in a threatening tone.
Well, why shouldn't Vlad know that we're going off to Australia for a couple of months?
Dad has got a job with an orchestra, Vlad, and he's going to tour Australia, and we're going with him. Isn't that wonderful?
Australia? Exclaimed Vlad, looking horrified. That's terrible. You poor things. No wonder Dad didn't want me to know. Oh, dear, poor old Stones. Poor little Snoglet.
What's wrong with Australia? Demanded Paul indignantly.
What isn't wrong with Australia? Replied Vlad, contemptuously. It's on the other side of the world, and everyone walks around upside down drinking beer while kangaroos jump up and down on them. And there isn't one single vampire there. I wouldn't go to Australia, not if you paid me. You have my sincere sympathies.
And he yawned loudly. Your views are very out of date, Vlad, Dad told the vampire. Australia is a very exciting, multicultural place where all kinds of interesting things are happening. And I hear that the scenery is amazing, and that the flora and fauna are quite unique and utterly fascinating. So I think you should revise your ideas a bit.